How many years were you there at that college?
I was there 4 years. Al came here in 69, and he went in 66, so he was there probably 33 and a half years.
Oh, so he came here first?
Yes.
And you remained in Dallas?
Well, that was an interesting story. I was finishing coursework for my doctor while I was down there. So when I told Dr. Priest that I'd like to come to Tulsa, these were the words he used. Now, he was a great baseball pitcher in college, but he used interesting language. He said, I'd like for you to stay as you're finishing your coursework and stock the two new campuses, find faculty for the two new campuses. We were building Eastfield and Mountain View at the same time. So I stayed and helped stock those campuses. While Al was up here, Al came up, I think, October 69. I actually didn't come up here full-time until the following year, in 70. But I did come up part-time. So here I was down there finding people for them, and I'd come up. I told Al I'd come here. I'd drive up on weekends, about every darn weekend. My wife and I'd come up, and we'd stay with Al and Janie. That was his wife. And then I'd be interviewing Saturday, Sunday, because that's pretty much what I was doing, was finding people for the new system here. And I'd drive back on Sunday night, do my thing down there.
So the vision for seven campuses, was that realized by the year 2000?
Yes.
So it did develop, and today is a very going college.
It's huge, yeah. It's huge.
Many cities in the United States had community colleges or junior colleges, as they called them?
Well, they do now. I think every large city does. I think they're all called community colleges. The junior college was a carryover term from the old days where they really were sort of the prep for the university, you know, the first 2 years of a four-year degree. And Oklahoma, that name stuck, and that's why we ended up calling it Tulsa Junior College here rather than Tulsa Community College initially, because in Oklahoma they were all called junior colleges.
So you knew that there's no sense in introducing this community concept at this point?
No. So we went with that.
When Al Phillips comes here, where is the money coming from?
Okay. Now you got to remember, he came in 69. The board was appointed, I think, in early 69, maybe. So he's appointed 69. The State Regents for Education had a planning study done in 1965 that said that there ought to be junior colleges or community colleges, we call them, in the two major metropolitan areas. That was Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Because they were in the rural areas.
Yeah, they were in good ones. So from that, the Tulsa Chamber was involved. ORU and TU and Tulsa Public Schools were very supportive of this junior college, actually. Oral Roberts was one of the big supporters. It was interesting, but what I'm saying, all of this took a little bit of time in terms of getting funding for the college, and the state really wasn't fired up on it in terms of a lot of money, but they had a bond issue that allowed for $4 million for the building. We thought it would be matched, and the state thought it would be matched. I think we spent the last of the federal matching money in Dallas. There wasn't any matching money left. So we didn't have enough money to go out and build a new campus.
Let me come back again.
That's the beginning.
The $4 million, what I'm trying to get to is when Al came here, what was his budget then? What kind of money did he have?
I would say maybe $500,000.
And that came from?
The state.
The state. They said, here's $500,000 to start a college.
I mean, it was so tough. We didn't know if we could have enough money to open it. You have no idea how tough it was in the beginning. After being in Dallas, coming with this, and I remember the chancellor and our board chair, John Sublin, went over to see the chancellor and said, we got to have $100,000 more dollars or we can't open it. And I think we were all willing to lay our jobs on the line.
And the chancellor?
He found the money.
What was his name?
Dr. E.T. Dunlap. Now, that's the operating money. And then it was the capital funding. And that was just as tough.
The salary you guys had was quite minimal.
Yeah.
The funding was difficult. You had to go beg for another $100,000. Was there any time in here that either you or Dr. Phillips said, do these people really get it?
Well, we thought they got it. That politically, I think Tulsa County had one senator, one, in the mid-60s in the state of Oklahoma, one. I think Oklahoma City had two, and they claimed another one from Cleveland County, so they had three. When you looked at state funding and where the people came from, most of them were rural. So that was a big challenge.
Since the Board of Regents has said, we'd like two junior colleges in our major cities, is one started at the same time in Oklahoma City? Did that happen?
No, they had two of them over there, one in South Oklahoma City and one they called Rose State. They opened a year later, but they were working on it.